This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami, clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I, you know, you can always go back for some of you who, like, came in late. You always say, well, who was that? And how do I get? Listen, it's really simple. We go out of our way to make sure that you've got a bazillion ways to get the show afterward. Okay? We're like horse manure on the ranch. We are all over the place. You can find us somewhere. All right, so if you were smart enough to stay tuned in the last hour, okay, and you liked what you heard Barack, good guy, wrote this book. I'm trying to get it out of the sun, out of the light, whatever. All right. Atheism Kills. Okay, great book. Gotta tell you. And he's been gracious and kind enough to give me a book to give away. Right? So, here's how it's going to work. You're going to have to write the word. So, the 2050 email I get to joe@therealside.com. Now, some of you have already started sending them, but if it doesn't say what I wanted to say, I'm just going to blow it off. So, relax. You know that old thing where read the directions first, then take the test? So, I just want you to say, I want Atheism Kills. Now, you don't have to spell it right, because I know some of you are like me. You won't get it right anyhow. 25th person who sends me an email that says Atheist Kills gets the book. It's really that simple. And if you like the conversation we had, you're going to love the book. Anyway, Barack also has a show. What's it called? Google on his name. You'll find his show. I don't mind giving it up, because he's on Sunday mornings. And anyway, I appreciate him coming in and enjoying the time. I enjoyed the time with him. Hey, you know, the AG was in town today, the Attorney General. He was in California. And California's screwed. I mean, in so many ways, right? I mean, in San Francisco anyway, they have crap maps. And I don't mean maps that are poorly done. Okay? I'm talking about maps that tell you where the crap is around the city so you don't step in it. Thinks they have an app that you could think of this. You take a picture of this thing, or and here, it's here, and it puts it on a map. So I guess if you're walking around, now I'm not a fashion king, so I don't know, what are expensive shoes? I don't even know. Prada? All right, so you're walking around in your $3 million Prada shoes, right? And you step in the dog poo-poo. At least, well, no, it's not dog poo-poo. It's human poo-poo. You know what I'm saying? Just disgusting. But let's, only in San Francisco, only in California. Now, you know what this is going to do? This is going to make some of those people in the Midwest and in Texas, you're going to laugh so hard. So make sure you don't have food in your mouth, because I don't want you to choke. I don't want to be the reason for your death, okay? But they have chickens with diapers on. In San Francisco, right? So the rich and the famous of San Francisco are now falling head over heels for a new status symbol. That's right, pet chickens. If chickens are a status symbol, we must be king and queen of our area or something, right? So some Bay Area chicken lovers are spending as much as $400. What are we doing? We need to get in the car and let's go, okay? Load them up in the truck, put diapers on them. We'll give you I'll tell you what, for $400, I will give you 3 months worth of diapers and the chicken. How's that? All right? Nearly $20,000 for a high-tech homes to house their bird pets. Wow. What the heck is a high-tech home for a chicken? Chicken coop. Oh, well, there you go. Maybe theirs have, like, air conditioning and heat and all that fun stuff. The Washington Post reports one poultry paradise constructed from sustainable red pine. Oh, no, of course, right? Sustainable red pine comes equipped with solar panels. Oh, God. It's called the Range Rover of chicken. Are these people whacked or what? Come on. I'm not going to be able to finish this. And if you think it's a bit odd, some feathered four have their own personal chefs. That's right. And there's a report that locals have commenced to clothing their chickens in diapers. So it's possible that somewhere on Knob Hill, a very expensive park, a pampered bird is clucking around the yard wearing a pair of Huggies. America, great country, right? Silicon Valley chickens are often considered, this is a local paper, Silicon Valley chickens are often considered members of the family, explained Maura Haynes, noting that she refuses to eat baked chicken from a Whole Foods in front of her three birds. We feed them the carcasses of the bird we ate two nights ago. And listen, they think Uncle Francis, that would be a female, so it'd be Auntie Michelle or something, tastes very good. There's never anything left on those bones, and sometimes the bones aren't even left. So they don't care. Why should you? This is a great story, by the way. A Berkeley professor registered her one-eyed special needs rooster. These people are so crazy. A Berkeley professor registered her one-eyed special needs rooster. How do you know special needs? Is there a test? Can it not stand up on both legs? Can it not? Can it not find the food or the water bucket? Huh?
It's missing an eye.
Why is that special? I'm missing an eye.
I know.
I do fine. And they let me drive. That should scare you. Okay. Registered her one-eyed special needs rooster, Gwenny. Gwenny? Isn't a rooster a male? A kid. All right, we're going to go for a break, or I'm going to bust a gut. I'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe Massey, your host. Don't go far. Bottom of the hour, Attorney General Jeff Sessions joins us. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you, whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard. Let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Bitcoin is losing crypto market share to other digital currencies. Bitcoin's astronomical rise led to the creation of numerous competitors like Ethereum, Ripple, and Litecoin, which have also seen massive gains in value. According to Quartz, Bitcoin made up 85% of the crypto market 1 year ago, and today it has fallen to 36%. Remember, the only way to win in the casino is to take chips off the table. Call Miles Franklin at 866-485-4346 and let us show you how to quickly turn your Bitcoin into the 5,000-year-old safety of precious metals. Miles Franklin can quickly convert your Bitcoin to precious metals with one phone call at 866-485-4346. That's Miles Franklin celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. 1-800-246. Fast, easy, safe, and convert your Bitcoin into gold with one phone call.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Welcome back.
This is just a fad.
To the real side.
Well, fad or not, it's here to stay.
With Joe Messina.
And it's killing your show in the ratings.
This is The Real Side.
Can't touch this. Can't touch this. Can't touch this.
We are back. You know what? Thank God. There's only one Joe Messina. I don't think the world's ready for two of me by any stretch of the imagination. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Hang on to the bottom of the hour. Jeff Sessions will join us. Yes, it's only one segment. Not like I have the market cornered on him. Some of you are like, Jeff Sessions, really? Yes, Jeff Sessions, really. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. Head up to the website, buy the book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy, all that stuff you've been afraid of, but you don't need to be. And listen, atheism kills. If you listen to the last segment with Barack Lurie, you got to get the book. And he's given me one to give away. 25th email I get, just say, I want Atheism Kills. Really that simple. And I will send you the book. All right. It's a real story. Okay, so I'm not making it up. I'm not just having fun at your expense. And apparently the new thing in San Francisco is, I don't know, high-end chickens, I guess. You can buy chickens for as much as $400, although I don't think we can pay. We don't pay. You can buy them frozen in a local store for, what, $8, something like that? Yeah, and they taste better, and you don't have to kill them first. They're already done. Anyway, and $20,000 for high-tech homes. God, we got to head up there and cash in on this before somebody figures it out. You know what it is? It's all that poop in the streets. On the hot days, it dries, and then it gets blown all over the place. It's eating away at their brains up there, and you can sell them about anything. According to one story in the Post, it says Silicon Valley chickens are often considered members of the family, explained Moira Haynes, noting that she refuses to eat baked chicken from Whole Foods. Now, why she had to say Whole Foods, I don't know, but I guess those are organic chickens. Okay, maybe they're not there. They could be their cousins. You know, you just don't know. Anyway, Whole Foods in front of the three birds. A Berkeley professor registered her one-eyed special needs rooster, Gwenny. And as somebody said in the chat room, I guess the rooster is identifying as a hen today or something, or on that day anyway, as an emotional support animal because of his cross-beak disability. I don't know the Berkeley professor's name, but she's a professor, or he's a professor. Oh, she is a professor. Here's the thing. Gwenny, in the wild, would be left behind for coyote food, okay? Because let me tell you what happens in the animal world. They don't pull along the infirm. Come on, we got to get Gwenny out of here. They look around and go, hey, leave Gwenny behind. The coyotes won't bother us. And then they book. That's how it works in the real world. She feeds the disabilitied bird. I wonder if she can collect disability for that. I don't know. She feeds him baby food mixed with grain. He also gets a weekly bath and a blow dry, which he just loves. If you live in San Francisco and you're conservative, get out. You know what that movie?
Get out.
Oh, God bless America. All right. Too much fun for one story. So, before I bring him on, the Attorney General was in, Attorney General Jeff Sessions was in California today. And contrary to what Jerry Brown, the clown, would like you to believe, I think Jeff Sessions is right on about this one. Big time. And, you know, you look at these stories, and you look at what's going on here in California. You know, sanctuary state. Now, what I love now is the argument from the other side is, well, there's no such thing as a sanctuary state. Really? Then tell your governor and tell your state attorney general. Because they keep calling themselves a sanctuary state. They keep saying it's a sanctuary city, sanctuary county. Okay? And here's the other stupid stuff they come up with, which I think is wonderful. First, they say that it's the federal government's job to enforce immigration law. Well, that's great and that's fine. Then get out of the way and let us do it. But you won't get out of the way and let us do it. You let people go from California. You let people go from prisons. You let people do all this stuff. Right? And you don't let the feds know about it, so you let these people on the street. I don't know if I have enough time to pull it off, but I'm going to try. Let's see if I can get this video going. All it requires is sound, God forbid, right?
The ICE officers would have to go to the person's home and knock on a door and wouldn't know what was on the other side.
That's not true. Look, we know the Trump administration is full of liars. They've pled guilty already to the special counsel.
Listen to that.
Under the laws of California, nothing stops the federal government from coming to a jail.
The problem is you won't tell them when the guy's there. And even when they hang out and ask you, you don't tell them. So Mr. Brown he's lying. Okay? He's lying. You want to talk about liars? He's the liar. Because they won't. They have the laws that we've passed will not allow local law enforcement officials to help. So that means that when they go into these little cities and places and little neighborhoods to get who they need to get, when they could have got them at the jail safely, now they have to go to these little neighborhoods. The sheriff's department and police department aren't allowed to help them, aren't allowed to be with them. So they have to bring more federal officials in. Now what ends up happening is there's a bigger risk of something going sideways when you have all those people there and maybe other criminals. And that's the other thing. We're not going after. We are not targeting daddy who's here illegally taking his kids to school, has been working a job, even though he's stolen somebody else's identity. That's not who they're targeting. They're targeting the guys that have already been convicted of felonies a half a dozen times. All right? They're waiting to go to trial. They've been let out of jail because, you know, our jails are overcrowded. So here's my comment to you Dems out there that are listening to the show, and some of you are like, you're lunatics. You really are. You keep electing these people who are making the jails a revolving door scenario. They're killing innocent people. They're hurting innocent people, the people that are getting out of jail, right? They're raising your taxes on gas. Now they want to hit you with a mileage tax. They want to fine waiters who may drop a straw on the table by accident. Are you serious? And you want to tell me how righteous you people are? How you've got it together? It's so disingenuous. It is so scary. And when you say things like, all they're doing is trying to drop their kids off at school and live a decent life, it's not true. You're lying. Because over 70% of the people that the feds were going after in Oakland had felony charges. Were criminals. Which only goes to show that the Dems in power only care about people who can vote for them or will vote for them. They do not care about the Americans as a whole. And Jerry Brown needs psychiatric care. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a minute. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon, eBay, and GraceAlley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon, eBay, and GraceAlley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Would you mind telling me whose brain I did put in?
Then you won't be angry.
I will not be angry.
Abby someone.
Abby someone. Abby who?
Abby Normal.
Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and truly just being part of the conversation. Okay, so yesterday I was honored to be asked to get an early morning interview in, or get a morning interview in, with Attorney General Jeff Sessions. And the interview was just before he went on the air to announce what he was doing. So I got to spend, you know, 7, 8, 9 minutes with him. I will tell you, in all honesty, I was kind of given some guidelines to work with. I wasn't told what questions to ask, but I was given guidelines to work with. So let's just bring him on, and here's my interview with Attorney Jeff Sessions this morning.
Okay, Jeff Sessions here.
Yeah, Attorney General, thanks for being with me this morning. Appreciate your time.
Yeah, it's great to be with you.
Let's just hit with it. Okay, I'm here with Attorney General Jeff Sessions this morning, and he's in California. Welcome to sunny California, Attorney General. I really appreciate you being here.
Fabulous. It's a great state and a lot better weather than in Washington.
Oh, yeah. I grew up in Boston, so I can imagine how much you appreciate this. You know, sanctuary state, sanctuary city, sanctuary counties, it's the new buzzword over the last few years. And before we get into this, though, I really want to thank you for not letting Jose Zarate get away with the killer of Kate Steinle getting away with this. I just can't believe how easy it seemed that he got away with this. Anybody else would have spent some kind of jail time through the state system. Don't you agree?
Well, I think so. And we definitely were able to bring some federal charges, and we've immediately done that. I did get to meet the Steinleys, Mr. Steinle, more than once, and talk to them over the last couple of years. He testified before the Judiciary Committee. But it's such a sad story, but it's emblematic of the fact that we have lost control of our borders and our ability to enforce laws. The American people are not happy about that. The good news is, Joe, that if we do this thing right, if we get the wall the president's talking about, if we close some loopholes in enforcement, we can bring this system under control. The president said he's willing to work to be generous to the DACA people, but we're not going to let this happen again. We can't just have another legality or amnesty type situation and then allow the law to be unenforceable and the border unenforceable. So this is common sense potential. If we do this thing right, if Congress gets busy in Washington and works together, we can do something that will change this dynamic. The American people are right. We have a generous law enforcement immigration system. 1.1 million people are given legal residence, permanent residence every year. No country is close to that. But we don't believe that the illegality should continue and that the borders are just open to anybody who walks across.
You know, my whole family came here, got green cards. They came here from Italy in the 50s, and they immigrated legally. They love this country, and they are not for these illegal sanctuary states, sanctuary cities kind of thing. In your lawsuit, what charges, if you would, are you exactly bringing against California?
Well, that's a good question. They passed a series of laws, all of which I protest against in essence, because all of them suggest there's something wrong for the federal government to enforce the laws passed by Congress. How can this be wrong? What, you know, it's just not the right way to act in a lawful society. But in particular, some of the provisions just really go too far. For example, the law in California says that you can be prosecuted, and the Attorney General has repeatedly said he will prosecute businesses who allow ICE officers to come into their business property. I mean, you can't voluntarily allow a federal law officer to come on your property. How can the United States government allow that law to continue in effect? So also it says the employer has to give warning to his employees that ICE might come on the property. Also, it bars partnerships and relationships and information sharing between federal law officers and state officers. For example, if a state officer catches somebody for drug dealing and they happen to be illegally here, in addition, they're not allowed to call the federal officers and say, we're going to prosecute him, and when he's finished, he's due to be deported. We'll help you. We'll turn him over to you if you'd like to take this person. They're barred from doing that. So this is a situation in which we feel that we have to intervene legally. We believe we're on sound ground. Immigration is part of the federal law, which is a supreme law of the land, and it's set forth in the Constitution. So I hate that we're in this situation, but we cannot allow this kind of thing to continue.
No, but the state has brought it on itself. I mean, I've got to be in total agreement with the federal government this time. You know, for years and years and years, the state of California wouldn't help out the feds. They said it was the federal government's problem to go ahead and enforce immigration laws. And then when you actually try to do it, they get in your way. You know, you've got a mayor in Oakland and other mayors up and down the state that will get in the way of the federal officials. But I've got to ask you a straight-out question. At what point do you start charging these officials with obstruction of justice? At what point do you issue warrants for them and or take them in? I think that's what it's going to have to get to before they start taking you seriously, don't you?
Look, Director Holman of ICE has been quite outspoken about this. We are working with the ICE officers to consider all our options. He just roundly criticized the mayor of Oakland, pointing out that hundreds of people escaped because from apprehension.
Mm-hmm.
These are people who are unlawfully here, who almost and committed other crimes. And they were warned by the mayor, so they were able to avoid apprehension and deportation. Why would any mayor want to keep a criminal in their jurisdiction who's both unlawfully in the country and, secondly, committing additional crimes? I mean, what policy reason can there be for that? I think the people of California, look, we're going to use the law but as much as we can, but if we have this kind of mentality, it's going to place the safety of the people of California at greater risk than is appropriate. It should not be happening, and it places our officers at much greater risk, because if they had been able to pick up the person who had been incarcerated by local officers at the jailhouse, that's much, much safer than to have to hunt them down in the community and then deport them. So to me, we have no choice but to take this up to the courts. We believe we will prevail, and we are attacking the portions of this law that clearly are violate federal law. And we intend to continue to do our job one way or the other.
You are a very optimistic man, my friend. You've got the Ninth Circuit Court out here in this part of the world, and they have not been friendly to some of these laws and what have you. Los Angeles County Sheriff Jim McDonald said a while back, long before the sanctuary state and the cities thing came about, was that once this happened, it was going to create a real safety situation for his officers and federal officers, because instead of handing over one person at the jail cell level, you know, when it got released, these officers now were going to have to go into neighborhoods, go into these homes to grab these people. And the sad part about it is now you've got grandma and grandpa and the kids and a few others that are living in a home that might be illegal, and you're in a neighborhood where you might have some issues taking them into custody. So this is a real problem for law enforcement officials. And I hope to God you prevail. I hope to God that you get the teeth that you need to be able to make this happen.
Well, you know, ultimately, it's really time for the people of California to understand that we're not asking the local police departments to go out and find everybody in the community that's illegally here and turn them over to the federal government. What we're saying is allow us to do our job. We like cooperation and partnership with state and local officers, and it works throughout the country in a very fine way. But we're not trying to commandeer these departments. We're asking them to allow our people to do their job. They have a constitutional right to do this job, and we cannot accept it. I don't know how the lower...
We'll be back in a minute. I'll finish up the last couple of seconds then. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll see the real side on GCN Live. We'll be right back.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help, so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells, using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily, and on average, see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside of our borders. At Miles Frank Limited, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Frank Limited is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box system in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. That's Miles Frank Unlimited. Celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Frank Unlimited. A name you can trust.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
I was made to wave the flag. Well, I don't mind waving it. Either way, it's good. I'm good with it. I'm Joe Bacini, your host. Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you guys are spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being a part of the conversation. Now, look, I spoke too much in the last segment. Attorney General recorded a segment earlier with Jeff Sessions, and let me play the last minute of it so we can speak about it a little bit more. What do you think?
Now you've got grandma and grandpa and the kids and a few others that are living in a home that might be illegal, and you're in a neighborhood where you might have some issues taking them into custody. So this is a real problem for law enforcement officials, and I hope to God you prevail. I hope to God that you get the teeth that you need to be able to make this happen.
Well, you know, ultimately, it's really time for the people of California to understand that we're not asking the local police departments to go out and find everybody in the community that's illegally here and turn them over to the federal government. What we're saying is allow us to do our job. We like cooperation and partnership with state and local officers, and it works throughout the country in a very fine way. But we're not trying to commandeer these departments. We're asking them to allow our people to do their job. They have a constitutional right to do this job, and we cannot accept it. I don't know how the lower courts may rule on this, but I'm confident that in the law, that in the level of the Supreme Court, we will prevail.
Well, listen, I appreciate your time with me this morning. I know you're very busy, and keep up the fight. Don't let these guys win. One of the things that this country has always stood for and why my ancestors came here, my relatives came here from Italy, was because of the rule of law. They knew they'd be safe here. They knew they'd be protected here. So I appreciate your time this morning, and I appreciate what you're doing.
We'll work for the rule of law and do fair and justice and create an immigration system that works for the American people.
Thank you very much.
We can be proud of.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Appreciate your time.
You know, and again, as I, in full disclosure, as I told you earlier, you know, there were some guidelines given, and the California issue is the most important, in my mind, anyway, for me. I'm here. And it's about time that they were sued in, and the Democrats in Sacramento did exactly what the criminals in jail do, right? How many criminals in jail are actually guilty? And when I say that, I mean that by when you ask them if they committed the crime. No, they didn't. The majority of them, not all of them, obviously. And for Becerra and for Jerry Brown to say that they're within the law, they're within their rights, they are wrong. They are not keeping the people of this state safe. And you know, I'm going to say what Sessions said to my California moderates / liberals. Shame on you. Shame on you for allowing issues like the Kate Steinle thing not to keep you from harping on your Democrat, your party, your people, to take a different mindset. The state attorney general, Becerra, said that no matter what happens in Washington, California will stay the course, enforce all our laws, and protect all our people. Now, they don't mean citizens. They're talking about anybody that's in the city. Now, nobody is saying, nobody I know on the right is saying that we should allow illegals to be beat or hurt or not protected. You know, as human beings, they deserve protection. Doesn't mean they deserve to be here just because they're human beings. Brown said in a statement that at a time of unprecedented political turmoil, Jeff Sessions has come to California to further divide and polarize America. No, actually, Mr. Brown, it's you and your party that has further divided this country. And you haven't divided it Dem and Republican. You're trying to divide it to citizen and non-citizen. I mean, think about who you fight for, what you fight for on a regular basis. You let a man who actually killed Kate Steinle, a man who should not have had a gun in his hands, you let him go. By your own laws, by your own hate for guns, he should have done jail time just for having a gun that wasn't his in his possession. A gun he should have never got his hands on. But that doesn't seem to outrage you people. It's amazing to me. It just doesn't seem to bother you. But you're going to make it as hard as you can for upstanding Americans, for American citizens who pay their taxes, who are, you know, working within the law, you're going to make it hard for them. My wife went to a class the other day about, you know, gun laws and what have you. And the attorney basically told her in no uncertain terms that, look, these laws are written so broadly that they really don't know. They haven't been tested. So they don't know what you can go to jail for and what you can't. Now, Brown goes on to say, I mean, think about the words that come out of Brown's mouth. These political stunts may be the norm in Washington, but they don't work here. Now, which I think is hilarious. You know, Brown reminded me, when I saw him grab the mic the way he grabbed the mic when somebody asked him a question about the lawsuit, like a 17-year-old kid that had been caught driving the car when he wasn't supposed to. Right? That righteous, jerky indignation that he has. Like the feds are stepping over what they're supposed to be, that they're stepping outside of the grounds or the bounds that they have. But here's the problem. The law the feds are using against the state of California, they're using the same law that Arizona used, the state of Arizona, that is, to keep the feds from administering it or forcing the lawsuit that I guess was the Obama administration filed back in 2010. Right? There was a law in Arizona that sought to crack down on illegal immigrants, SB 1070. The case went to the Supreme Court, and the ruling found that some provisions of the law were unconstitutional because they intruded into Congress's right to enforce immigration laws and the Fed's right. So he's going to turn that same law, that same ruling, he's going to turn it against California and say, look, Ninth Circuit Court, you said that the Arizona law kept the feds from doing their job or was not allowing the feds to do it. They're going to use the same law here in California or the same ruling. Good luck with that. And I don't mean that negative. I mean, good luck with that for real. The problem here is they care more about the illegal than they care about the police officer, the sheriff, the law enforcement official. They just don't care. And if you're a California listener, we're on a few stations in California. If you're a California listener, and maybe you're a Dem or you're a moderate, are you really paying attention? I got to ask you, are you really paying attention to what's going on? You have daughters and sons. You have young daughters and sons. Do your own homework and go look as who's committed some of these crimes against school kids in the bigger cities. Do your own homework. If you do nothing else, if you care less about the rest of us, do the homework to see what's going on, and how you're going to protect your son, your daughter, your grandson, your granddaughter. Look and see how you're going to do that. Right? I'm telling you that if you don't engage and get involved, the Dems are very wound up, but they're teed off wound up. They're going to come out and vote because they just hate Trump. I'm telling you, I'm thoroughly convinced at this point in time. We'll find out more on Friday when I have a certain guest on. I'll tell you who that is later. But I'm certainly convinced that the Democrats hate Trump so much. They don't hate the average Republican, but they hate Trump so much. And they want to stop Trump so much that they're willing to vote in the devil to get rid of him. And when you sit here and everybody starts talking about on the left how Trump's policies aren't working, his rhetoric's not working. They said the same thing about Ronald Reagan. And they were so worried that we were going to get a nuke war with North Korea. When was the last time we heard about a ballistic missile test by North Korea? Now they want to come to the table and talk. They're willing to back off their nuke. But Trump will get absolutely no credit for that. Because we, my friends, are way too quiet. I'm Joe Mancini, your host. You've been listening to Real Sight. Thank you so much for being with me. I always appreciate your time with me. God bless. Have a great rest of the day.